Last week, a software technician was trying to install buttons that would send out general templates during campus emergencies. A glitch in the system accidentally sent out a Code Blue alert warning that there was an armed aggressor on the USU Logan campus. The announcement encouraged the campus community to run, hide, and fight. 8 minutes later, an all-clear alert was released. The Code Blue was just an accident. That last message also encouraged students, faculty, and staff to resume normal activities.
There's been a lot of shootings across the country, and you never think it can happen to your school until it does. And so when you get an alert like that, it is kind of hard to resume activity as normal because your thoughts go through your head of, what if it was real and what if I had been affected? And it's hard to get back into that mindset of everything's fine again.
That was Utah State University student Victoria Thompson, who was at the campus gym when she received the Code Blue text message.
It was frustrating to get an alert like that that could be potentially dangerous, and for it to not be real, it causes a lot of panic and stress on people that could have been avoided.
Both the university's chief of police and USU President Noel Cockett wasted no time sending out an apology statement. President Cockett explained that in the panic of it all, and after many debriefings, the university has come up with plans to improve training, upgrade building security, and enhance communications.
Being prepared is so important for all of us.
That was President Cockett. She says that there should be more training for staff and students in the event of an armed aggressor. She adds that these trainings should not be a one-time thing, and she says there will need to be the occasional refresher course. The university would also like to work on securing buildings by supplying rooms with proper emergency equipment. And finally, in areas with larger populations, such as the library, and in the event that professors don't allow cell phones, President Cockett says that there must be a way to get the message out to everyone when a text and email can't be used.
While we hope that never in our lifetimes we have to actually implement our response, take a couple of minutes to think of how an appropriate response might be.
USU emergency officials say if an armed aggressor notice is sent, it is best to run, hide, and fight. They say to run if you can and attempt to leave the premises. If running is not an option, you should hide by any means necessary. And if all else fails, fight in attempts to incapacitate the aggressor. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Megan Nelson.